Indonesian rescuers retrieved more bodies buried under volcanic debris on Monday. Improved weather conditions allowed them to resume their search after a volcano on Indonesia's Java Island erupted with fury. At least 22 people were killed, leaving 27 others missing. Mount Semeru spewed thick columns of ash in a sudden eruption Saturday, triggered by heavy rain. Villages and nearby towns were blanketed by tons of volcanic debris. Searing gas raced down the sides of the mountain, smothering entire villages and killing or seriously burning those caught in its path. Disaster officials say 56 people were hospitalized, mostly with burns. The UN General Assembly upheld a decision to further delay action on allowing the Taliban and Myanmar's junta to represent Afghanistan and Myanmar in the international body. The General Assembly's Credentials Committee announced last week that it would postpone action on evaluating the Taliban's and the military junta's requests to represent their countries in the 193-member body. As a result, the envoys appointed by Afghanistan and Myanmar's former governments will, for now, remain in these nation seats. It's a decision backed by the General Assembly on Monday. Following the Taliban and the junta's assumptions of power in their nations, these new governments attempted to challenge the authority and credibility of Afghanistan and Myanmar's current ambassadors. The three-year-old colt, whose Kentucky Derby victory in May came up under scrutiny because of a positive drug test, has collapsed and died after a workout in Southern California. Trainer Bob Baffert says Medina Spirit, part of the horse racing community, suffered a heart attack. The colt had just completed 5 furlongs in his second workout since finishing second in the Breeders' Cup Classic a month ago. The horse will undergo a full necropsy to try to determine the exact cause of death.